And at one point, he looked down around your ankles, and there were these chains around your ankles, and tears just filled his eyes. And he turned and looked at me, and he said, "I want you to tell her what's holding her back from coming one step closer to me." And I saw like a panorama of your life, being really young and being taken out into a desert, and Satan just pummeling you and testing you. And I was like, at such a young age, Yahweh. And then as soon as I thought that, I heard him say, "Oh, but the fellowship of my sufferings is such a privilege." And he wants me to tell you that Satan has hurled questions at you. Well, where was Yahweh? Well, if he's so good, why didn't he do this? And why didn't he stop it? And why didn't he? And why? And this and that. I mean, it's just like a barrage of just straight out of hell, accusing not you, but accusing Yeshua, not being trustworthy, not being safe, not being good. And every time those words hit you, they wrapped around your ankles like in a figure eight and just limited your ability to walk and step towards him and embrace him. And you fought hard. Yeshua said that you fought hard and you've become an overcomer. And in spite of the assaults, because there's been many, you didn't give up and you didn't quit. You pressed in and you pressed toward him and you proclaimed by faith the truth. But he wants you to know that there are those who've been chosen to walk through the fire. To carry a cross. To suffer. Because in that place, you gain affection. You gain authority. You gain compassion and mercy. And you learn how to love your enemies. And you learn how to be loved and how to love in that place. And he says, all that you've been through, all the questions, why didn't I? Why didn't? Why this? Why that? He's, I just hear the word trust. He's asking you, if he never gives you the answer, will you still trust him? If you never understand the why, if you never understand why didn't he this, that, and the other, if you never understand, if you never have the answers, will you still trust him? And in the same way, Yeshua hung on the cross and asked his Father, why? Why have you forsaken me? And Yahweh didn't answer him. And Yeshua still loved him and trusted him. And he entrusted his spirit into those hands that he couldn't see, couldn't feel, knowing his father would be there, even if he couldn't perceive his presence. And that's what he's working in you. I just saw him reach down and unlock the chains around your ankles. And he says, "But Caitlin, you have to step out of them. And you have to leave all the questions behind. And you have to step into my arms. And let me hold you. And let me comfort you. And let me be enough." Satan is a liar. And he's an accuser. And he's a deceiver. And you may never know the reason why on this earth. But you can trust that I do all things well. And everything that Satan meant for evil in your life, I am and will turn for good. Because you love me and you are called according to my purposes. You have nothing to fear. Father, I pray for every person in this room. I ask right now, Holy Spirit, that you would manifest your grace, your empowering presence, so that every person in this room who has been chained to their past, chained to the lie that lies that Yahweh's not good, that he doesn't care, that he's not intervening, that you can't trust him, all those lies, the why he let this happen, the why he didn't do that, all of those, I pray for every person, for you to take a deep breath and let your past go. That's gone. It's over. And step out of your chains and step into the arms of the one who loves you, who's trustworthy. Yeshua did his part. Now you get to do your part. Amen.